Okay, glad we're back. So this is Bereishis. So we are going to talk about what it means to be a human being. This might be related to Inyana Dioma. Some people don't act like human beings. What's the definition of a human being? What's interesting is actually if you look at the second source here, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it says, Hu Haya Omer. I think it's Rabbi Akiva, I believe. I'm not sure. I think it may be Rabbi Akiva. I'm not sure. Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzela. So it's very special that man was created. Betzela means in the image of God. And look what he writes. Chiba Yaseira no daslo. It's a greater love that man was informed that he was created in the image of God. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Betzela Kimasas Adam. We read the Torah. The Torah says we're created in the image of God. Why do you think it's like this? What do you think the meaning of that is? Like it shows greater love by God that he tells us that we were created in his image. Or whatever it's about, Kimi is, we have to find what that is. Why do you think that it's like Chiba Yaseva, it's like a greater love, shows greater love to God, for God to us? Like, why do you think, what's so special about it that he notified us?
It's a way to uplift yourself. It's almost like you're given a mission by God. Right.
In other words, it's sometimes we look at responsibility as something negative, but the truth is, it's work, so that's negative potentially. But on the other hand, to live a life of meaning and purpose, and to say, by the way, you were given a special mission, that's something special. You know, we could have a certain, you know, esteem, a certain, you know, feeling good about ourselves to wake up in the morning, maybe had a bad day. But no, each one of us was created B'Tselem Elokim, in the image of God, whatever that means. And that apparently is tremendous love because it means that we have, I think, a meaning, a purpose in this world. And we want to utilize it. The more that we act like B'Tselem Elokim, the better.
And that applies to everyone, Jews, non-Jews,
everyone. Yeah, everyone was created B'Tselem Elokim. The question is, do you utilize that, whatever that is, right? So if you look in the Chumash, in Perek Aleph, Psukim Chavav and Chav Zayin, the Torah states, Vayomer Elokim, and God said, Nased on B'Tselmenu Kid Musenu, let us make man in our image, like our form. V'yirdu B'Tgas Hayom V'Ofas Shemayu V'Hema V'Chol Ha'aretz, V'Chol Ha'revas Haromis Ha'aretz. And he should, he'll rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the heaven and the animals and the whole land and anything that crawls. Okay, so God can create a man, B'Tzalmenu Kid Musainu, V'Yivra Elokim, Es Adam, B'Tzalmel. God created man in his image, B'Tzalmel Elokim, Bara also. So what does it mean to be human? So obviously it's Inyana Dioma, because some people in the past week did not act so human. It's also actually an interesting artificial intelligence question as well. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what makes us human?
And eventually clones.
Okay, yeah. What makes us human that we were? That's a bit shy. If you clone someone, is that like, I'm not going to debate that point, but like, is that sort of Tzelem Elokim? If you take someone's DNA and clone to someone else, that's Tzelem Elokim. I don't know enough to, but it's a different argument than simply a computer, right? So what does it mean to be human? So what would you think? What do you think? What do you think B'Tselem Elokim means? If you were to ask, what do you think?
Yeah, kind of. I guess the difference between animalistic instinct and human instinct.
Okay, so what is human? So you say there's some kind of instinct, human instinct, which is different versus animalistic instinct. So we have to think what does that mean? What does that mean to have an animalistic instinct versus a human instinct?
And are we saying that all people are human?
All people human.
So you have all people are B'Tselem Elokim.
I mean, I think so, right? I think that's God created man.
Yeah, so nowadays you might say none.
Right. So in other words,
all people are created.
Right. It could be like this. It could be that Tzelem Elokim means we were given certain abilities, skills. I mean, we don't know what this means, right. And the question is, do we utilize them or not? In other words, if at the end of the day we are part, like I'm saying, if God created man, he's, you know, man has some animalistic tendencies. You talk about animalistic instincts, and he has some divine instincts. I don't know if that's the difference. The question is, maybe what you use or what you don't use. What's fascinating is at the end of the parsha, the Torah says that the people were so bad that God regretted that he created the world. Like, what does that mean? I actually spoke about the idea of regret, okay? And that the emotion that God wants to teach us, that regret is a positive emotion. But the end of Parshas Bereishis could actually stand for the position that what? That sometimes man can be so bad that God is like, why did I create this? So there might be precedent for this type of behavior, okay? But let's first define, when you think of what does it mean, have you thought about this question, what does it mean to be human? So you say there's human instincts, animalistic instincts, how can we, like, what does that look like? What does it mean to be human?
Mahu oseh.
What?
What mahu oseh.
What do you mean?
What God does, that's it.
So man was created to do what God does. I still don't know what that means.
To imitate God. God does good, kind, he created so man, so you he say, placed him, he fed him, he clothed him.
So you're saying we have the difference between man and a man is that somehow we can be like God. Okay, maybe. Okay.
Discernment, right?
What?
We discernment. We have a brain. Basically.
We have a brain. Yeah, do animals have brains?
I don't know. It's based on survival, right? Like human beings. Okay.
We have thought. Animals do. What?
Is there another? Is there a missing a chair? No. There's a chair outside. I didn't, okay. No. Okay. You have? Is there a chair? There's right outside. I apologize. It's a good problem. Thank you. It's a good problem. Baruch Hashem.
We have speech. They don't have speech.
So yet. Speech is interesting. You want to say what? Well, let's flesh out what Joy wants to say. You want to say what?
Thought process. Right?
We have some kind of more. Our thought process is more advanced than an animal's thought process. Okay. Any other thoughts? What does it mean to be human? So I'll give you some approaches here. So the first one is the most uninteresting approach, because I have to build up. You know, when you have a climax, it's the most exciting. You don't want to start off with something that's exciting. So you start off. Now, by the way, the Rashbam, he says Bitzalmenu, right? He said, "Let's create man Bitzalmenu Bitzelem Hamalachim." So what's Bitzalmenu? What does he say? The image of what? Of angels. Okay, so okay, and then it says, "Bitzalmo." It says that God created man, Bitzalmo, Shel Adam. He created man in his own unique image, in his own unique form. Hu Bitzalmo Kim Malachim. So the Rashbam is not an exciting answer. What are you saying? He's saying that we were created like angels. What does that mean? We're created like angels.
It is exciting.
It is exciting. Okay, why is it exciting?
Because that's not.
Oh, it's exciting in that regard.
Yeah.
Right, but it's not, okay, you're right. It's exciting in that, right, okay, fair. Okay, sorry, I apologize. Maybe you're more excited than I am. But what's not, no, I'll tell you what's less, I understand. It's exciting, it's not the simple pshat, but he's struggling with it because what does it mean to be, you know, what's the tselem? And I'm saying it might not be divine. Now, the Rashbam basically says we're not divine. We're like an image of an angel. Have you ever seen an angel? So I just want to point out the Kuzari in Mamar Daud Os Gimel says, Shelenevua Ra'os Yoser Galoy Mehakashab. Someone who's a prophet has greater vision than mere sort of, I guess, speculation. Varaos Hahu Hisik Hamon Halyon Ayin Ba'ayin. And someone who has, and the person of Navi has his vision, he can see what's going on in the upper world. He can see the hosts of the heavens who are spiritual, hakrovim, that are closer, vizulatam betzuras adam. So the Kuzari says that a prophet who can visualize what goes on in heaven, and he sees angels, he visualizes angels. I mean, there were prophets who prophesied about angels, right? Anyone here prophesied about angels? Okay, this one, it's okay. It's a safe space here, by the way. So you know, so the Kuzari writes that when people have Nevi'im prophesies about angels, they look like human beings. V'lahem remez, and to them that's a hint when it says Nase Adam Bitzalmenu Kid Musenu. God said, "Let us make man." In our image, so it's not me, because God's beyond time, beyond space. But he said, "Ubara Adam bitzuros malachav umisharseva kruim elav b'madrega." And so man was created in an angelic form, and I guess servants that are closer to God b'madrega level lo ba makom, but not in a place, because God is hitalevokol. God's He's elevated from the place where the angels are. So apparently, there are some figures in heaven. Again, this is generally beyond my pay grade. So, but basically, I think the Rashi and the Kuzari are basically saying that somehow our physical form is similar to angels. And it, I mean, in fact, I think when we say like on Yom Kippur, right, we stand up like, we stand up all day like on, because I think angels may only have 1 foot. Again, I'm not so well versed in this material. But, I mean, it does point to the fact that we are at a higher level because we have the earthly form of an angelic being, but it doesn't tell you about if there's a spiritual, intellectual, emotional component that makes man different than animals. It just says that you could look at this text and say, physically, we are different than animals, and we're physically like angels. And maybe, it's not necessarily mutually exclusive of anything else, but that's sort of one way of looking at it. But then you get Rashi, who says, Bitzalmeinu, we were created in our image. What's our image? Bitfus shelanu, like our form. We have our own unique form, different than animals. I mean, one unique form that we are, that we walk on 2 feet, right? Most animals walk on 4 legs, right? Any exceptions to that?
Apes, baboons.
But they're a combination. They still, it depends. It depends on the pre-Planet of the Apes or after-Planet of the Apes, right? So it's like a, okay, I don't know. So anyway, and then, Kidmusenu, Lahavinu Lahaskil. So what is that? What's Lahavinu Lahaskil? Lahavinu Lahaskil?
That's
Joey. Right, that's intellect, Joey. Right. Some level of intellect, right? The Sifsei Chachamim explains, Rotzlamar Bitfus Shehechinu La'adam. What do you mean Bitzalmeinu in our form? So what do you mean our form? Like God's form? So you see, he reads it like this, in the form that we prepared for man. It can't be that we were created in God's form, because God doesn't have a form. Right? God doesn't have a form, God doesn't have a picture. It says that at Har Sinai, we didn't see a picture. What's bitfus shaladu? Lomar. So in other words, when it says and God said, let us create man in our form, means in the form that we select. But what's kidmusenu? What's kidmusenu? Kidmusenu is with intellect. So there's something about the divinity that we have a certain level of intellect. And the Rambam also presumably says the same thing. He says, Nefesh, in Hilchos Yedei Torah, Perek Daled Halacha Ches, Nefesh Kol Basar Hi Tzuraso. What's the soul of every living being? It's the form, Shenasa Lo Hakel. That's, so every being, every creature has a Nefesh, right? And animals have a Nefesh too. I'm not saying anything mystical, Josh. It's explicit in the Torah. Okay? Right? No, every animal has a Nefesh. Means they have some kind of form. But Vahadeya Hayesera Hamitsuya Benafsha Adam Hitsuras Adam Hashale Badato. And this is what Joe was saying. The additional or das and the additional understanding that's found in the nefesh of a person is the form of the man who's complete with his understanding. Valtsura zu nemar batora nasin abitsalmenikin musainu. So when God said, let us make man in our image, in our form, in our image, kilomar shetia lo tsura hayodas umaseges hadeos, that it should be a form that it understands, that it can achieve certain understanding. She'ein lohem golem kamo malachim. Shim tsura below golem. Now, what's an angel? An angel is a form without, how would you translate golem? I don't know, golem. A golem. No, an angel is a tsura without a golem. What does that mean?
Anything physical.
So right. So there's this, I think.
Substance.
Right. Is it like, again, any philosophy people here? Like it's like a form versus matter situation, I think. Doesn't Plato talk about form matter? No? Okay, I can make up whatever I want. I say Plato, Socrates, whatever. So I think there's an idea, right? So angels have a form, but not matter. There's no substance. There is a form, but not matter. So we have both form and matter. But the point is that we have a form, and we have this das, it's the intellect. And the Rambam writes, Davar in the Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud Chavav, Davar Yadua Baruch She'ein Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Niksheres Belibo Shel Adam Ad Sheyishka Batamid Karoi. A person doesn't love God that much. It's not connected to the heart of a person until he thinks about him constantly. Karoi V'yazav Kol Mashe Ba'olam Chutz Mimenu, and he leaves everything except for loving God. Kamo Shetziva V'amar B'chol V'chol Mashka. That God said you should love Hashem with all your heart, all your soul. Eino Oy B'Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Da'a Sheyedo Ehu. He only loves God with his understanding through Das. That's how you love God. V'alpit Hadeya Tia Ha'ava. The more, the greater our understanding, the greater the love. Imaat maat, im harve harve. The little, then a lot. So therefore, the Rambam takes, obviously, das is very significant. That's, there's animals cannot love God. Only human beings can love God based on their das. And Philo, who was a philosopher in the about 2,000 years ago in Alexandria, and he says a similar thing. He says, it is in respect that he obviously came before the Rambam. It is in respect of the mind, the sovereign element of the soul, that the word image is used. The same idea, the image of God, the image is the mind. For the human mind evidently occupies a position in man precisely answering to that which the great ruler occupies in all the world. So he says that the way our human mind functions for us is the way that God rules the world. What does that mean? It is invisible while itself seeing all things. And so our mind is invisible. Our brain is visible, right? But our mind is invisible. Okay? But our mind can sense things. Through our mind we can sense things. And while comprehending the substance of others, and we understand the other things, it is as to its own substance unperceived. We can't perceive our mind, but it's there. And it's similar to God, right? God perceives the whole world, but God himself cannot be perceived. So our mind to the rest of us is like God to the rest of the world. So it's something, and in that way it's what? In that way it's divine. It's like God, right? It's like God. So one approach is our mind. That's what makes us human, the ability to understand. The Meshech Chachma says something a little different. Meshech Chachma says that the Nasa Adam Bitzalmeinu, let us make man in our image. Hatzem Eloki hu abchira hachovshit. What is that? Free will. Free choice. It's a little bit different than I think your understanding. We have the ability to discern. Someone said to discern? Who said that? Joey, you nailed this one too?
Did I?
Like you just, okay. So it's a little bit different, I think. I think the Rambam is about understanding. It makes you proud to understand. And the Meshech Chachma is to be human is to have the ability to choose good over evil. Right? Beli teva machriach, rak mir tzon v'seich chavshi, that you do it willingly. There's obviously a general question, like some philosophers believe that, you know, just we are simply programmed, you know, to act on instinct, even human beings, that there's no such thing as free will. But the Torah's belief is that we have free will, and that's what makes us divine. How is that divine? How is that divine? We can say God is free will too, but look what he says. He says, "Ragzos ani yodim." This is what we know. Shel bechira chavshit, he mitzimtzum ha'elokut. Free will actually is divine because God made space for that for us. You know what expression in Chazal is that referring to? That God made space. That is God. Everything is in the hands of God, but he made space for our free will. Anyone know what that the expression, Chazal? Akol, bidei, chutz, miyar shemaim, right? Akol bidei shemaim. I think it's related, right? Everything's in the hands of God. Akol bidei shemaim, chutz miyar shemaim. What does that mean? That the whole world is divine. Everything, like, you know, how was the world created? Like, these things are beyond my understanding, but like, these things, like, everything is God. And then he creates this vacuum. In Kabbalistic terms, it's called tzimtzum. He minimized himself, made room for us, but not just for us as human beings, but he also made room. Sheshem Yisparach maniach makom livruav lazus kamo kefi mashiv charu. That God leaves space for his creations to do according to that which they choose. V'lchein amar elibo nase adam etzalmenu. That's why God said, let us make man in our image. Perisha Torah medaberes b'shom b'dam. Torah speaking like in the human terms. Okay, it's b'tzalmeidim in our image. Like obviously God's beyond time, beyond space. But what he means is Sha'amar naniach makom libchirat ha'adam. Let us leave a place for the choosing of man. Shelo yehei muchrach b'mifalav. He's not going to be forced to in his actions. U'mechuyav machshosav and forced in his thoughts. V'yeh b'chirei chavshi. He should be free to choose good or evil as he desires. As the soul says, he can end up doing things against his nature and against what is correct in the eyes of God. So again, we have like angels, which Joe is the most excited about and least excited about. It's okay. And then we have intellect. We have free will. We have two more. Then, Rav Soloveitchik, the lowly man of faith. There's no doubt that the term, the image of God in the first account, refers to man's inner charismatic endowment as a creative being. It's only the Rav could say it. Man's likeness to God expresses itself in man's striving and ability to be a creator. Adam the first, who was fashioned in the image of God, was blessed with great drive for creative activity and immeasurable resource for the realization of this goal. You know, I'm talking about Adam the first, Adam 1, Adam, so big famous, the Adam 1, Adam 2. And so the Adam 1 is the Adam who's creating, who's doing stuff. Adam 2 is the one who's like speculating and like retreating. What?
Naming the animals, yeah.
So Adam 1 is a creator and we're imitating God. Right, just like God, you hear people say like you have to be a partner with God in creation. Right, that's what you ever hear that like we're partner God's creation. So that's this idea that we are like God, and just like God creates, we also have to be creative in the world. And the Ramban, I'm not sure where to fit the Ramban in, but I'm just pointing out. And I'm curious your thoughts, Ramban in Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin, he just says, "Vayipach ba'af of nishmas chayim," that God breathed into man a nishmas chayim. So what does that mean, nishmas chayim? What do you do? What do you breathe? What?
Breath of life.
A breath of life. Okay. Yirmoz lanu akasuv hazeh. So the Pasuk wants hints to us. Malas hanefesh yisodav v'sodav. He wants to tell us the level of the soul, its foundation. Ki yizkir bo shem malei. He could mention it, name, he calls it, nishmas chayim. V'amar ki hu nafach ba'apav nishmas chayim. He breathed in his nostrils. But that's interesting. By the way, in the whole brain death question, was it the heartbeat or is it the cessation of what, respiratory something or other, right?
Effort.
Yeah, okay, right. Brain death. Yeah, so one of the sources, it's not the most compelling source, is they want to say it has to do with your breathing because of yipapa. This is not the most compelling argument, but it's just interesting. In other words, life is that yipapa of nishmas chayim. That's not the most compelling, but in any case, side point. But in any case, it says lo dia. So why did it say this? Ki lo ba'av min has yesodos kasher ramaz benefesh atenua, that he didn't. It doesn't come from like some of the other foundational elements. Gam lo bishtal shalus min ha-sichlim ha-nilib, or not from some of the other intellects. So where did man get his neshmas chayim? Aval hi ruach Hashem agadol. It's the spirit of Hashem. Mipiv da'as utfuna, God's understanding. Ki ha-nofeach ba-peh acher min nishmato yitin lo. Someone breathes in someone else's, nose, then he gives from his neshama. So this sort of says that, again, this might relate to some of the other topics, but it sort of says that like there's part of the divine inside of us. Now, what does that mean? It means that maybe we're pure, maybe it means we're holy, maybe it means that we, we always say, every morning, Elokai Neshama Shenasatri Tahorahi, my soul is pure. Whatever that is, there is this, maybe there is this inclination to do good, that the Neshama is something to be divine. Now, what that is, not 100% clear, but there's something pure about it. But, we think about, are the people who engage in those horrific attacks, are they animals, are they human, whatever? So, these are interesting questions, right? What's clear is that, at the end of the day, God gives us free will. And we can do great things, and we can do horrible things. So what's clear is that the people who you know, engaged in these barbaric attacks did not use the human gifts that God gave them. You want to call them animals, you don't want to call them animals. Lemaisa, God gave each one of us certain, you know, talents or skills that distinguished us from the animal kingdom. And our job is to utilize them. What we saw last week is the, you know, the first time in 80 years or whatever, so it was, yeah, in 80 years where people totally did not use, you know, the divine gifts that God gave them for either, you know, their intellect, you know, the understanding, free will, they used it, but they used it to in the opposite direction, or salvation, to be creative. Obviously, they did not use it. So they you want to say they weren't officially animals, they acted like animals, they acted like savages, okay. But I think sometimes, you know, like a tikkun, our job as we go through life is to realize that we're all human beings. What does that mean? What it means is, this is what it means to be a human being. Obviously, we can enjoy life and enjoy the pleasures of the world, but going back to what I said initially, chiba yeseron odas lo shenivra betzelem, there's a greater love that God gave us when we were told that we were created in the image of God. So like when we use our intellect in a profound way, so the way the Rambam says to have a deeper love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we know that's our purpose. It's a wonderful thing. When we know that, you know what, we can choose to be different, even if we follow the same path again and again. But we do have free will, and we could make good choices, right? Because we're human beings. We're not bound by our instincts. We're not bound by yesterday. It might be very, very difficult. It's a beautiful thing. And the fact that we are charged with a mission to partner with God, to be like God, that to be creative in the world, it's a beautiful thing. It means our life has meaning. And when we are told that our neshama has a spark of divinity, however you want to explain it, something divine, that's the chiba yaseir that we're notified. That we have, there are people in the world who do not use these wonderful gifts that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. But now we know it. And the more that we do these things, utilize these great gifts, they're divine gifts, then it brings us with tremendous real pleasure, real joy, and that I think is the chiba yaseira that's referenced in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos.